American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Former President Donald Trump vows to prosecute anyone who cheats in the 2024 election if he wins, including, quote, lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it at a briefing and had this to say.
That type of rhetoric is dangerous. This is not who we are as a country. This is a democracy.
Fox reports polling guru Nate Silver and his election prediction model give Donald Trump a 63.8% chance of winning the Electoral College in an update to his latest election forecast on Sunday after a New York Times Siena College poll found the former president leading Vice President Kamala Harris by one percentage point. The mother of a student at the Georgia high school where a teen allegedly killed four people said information indicating staff were warned he was having a crisis shows the shooting could have been prevented. Rebecca Sayarath said administrators at Appalachia High School in Winder, Georgia, didn't do enough to protect students. She said on Sunday that the school failed them. Her daughter said administrators appeared to be looking for the shooter before gunfire began. Francine continues to get better organized in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center forecast calls for a Category 2 storm at landfall in Louisiana Wednesday evening, according to Fox Weather. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver.
The point here is that this is a storm that's getting stronger and quickly, and it's strengthening on approach. Because it's stronger, it'll likely do a better job of maintaining that intensity too on approach as the atmospheric conditions become a little bit less favorable in the hours immediately before landfall.
National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
If you're in these storm surge or hurricane warning areas, again, you want to know what the threat is to your home and where you live. Are you vulnerable to storm surge? You're vulnerable to flooding from freshwater flooding from heavy rainfall, strong winds, tornadoes. Find out if you live in an evacuation zone. Follow that advice that you're given by your local officials and identify your home's structural risks. This is a time to think about putting up shutters, plywood, covering your windows, taking those steps to protect your home from the potential for hurricane force winds in that warning area.
Fox Weather reports Louisiana could see as much as 5 to 8 inches of rain. New homeowners in Texas may have to look a little harder for insurance policies as another company leaves, according to Houston Public Media. In a letter to shareholders, Progressive Insurance CEO Tricia Griffith stated the company is temporarily restricting new homeowners' business. The letter adds that reducing the impact from weather-related volatility is strategically important. Progressive halted homeowners' insurance policies just over a month after Hurricane Beryl hit Houston. Christians are being massacred in Nigeria at the hands of Islamic terror groups. Some human rights groups are calling it the silent slaughter because few media outlets are covering the tragedy. Here's AFN's Steve Jordahl.
You may have heard about the persecution of Christians in China or North Korea or Sudan, but more believers are killed for their faith in Nigeria each year than everywhere else in the world combined, according to Open Doors International. And the slaughter has been going on for some time. Since 2000, 64,000 Christians have given up their lives for the sake of the gospel. Pastor Bert Harper of Exploring Missions on AFR says the killings are unprecedented.
Nigeria has had more Christians killed in the last year, maybe the last 2 or 3 years, than any other country that we know of anywhere else.
The martyrdom has increased in the last few years as drought in the north has forced Muslim farmers south into areas with more believers. Harper says groups like Boko Haram, ISIS, and Fulani militants are burning Christian churches and schools to the ground.
Most of the time it is some Muslim regime. It's not necessarily government persecution, but their government is not coming to protect them at all.
He says it may seem odd, but God has designed his church to thrive under persecution.
Prosperity sometimes causes us to be lazy. It causes us to take things for granted. But in persecution, every day is a new day of renewing that commitment that you have to him as Lord.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
See more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.